Jennifer, Jennifer Pallard, Pallard. Jennifer is a married 61-year-old woman who worked for ICE, I-C-E, capital letters, Immigration Detention Center here in town, period. In the paragraph, she's in charge of the COVID wing, and that's why she's comes in today with a positive COVID. She suffers from body ache, vomiting, nausea, headache, neck pain, earache, diarrhea, palpitations, dizziness, period. In the paragraph, she has a history of hypertension. She had an increased hemoglobin A1C. For that reason, was placed on metformin, couldn't take the metformin. Blood sugar is in the 100 range in the morning, but it goes to 190 sometimes in the evening. I'd encourage her to lose weight, diet, and exercise, of course, and put her on Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-S-U-S. Trying to get her sugar down at 30 milligram, maybe increase to 60 next month after we speak next period. Nevertheless, she's having issues with symptoms of COVID. Family history, stroke, coronary artery disease, pancreatic cancer. Medication, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, plus Rybelsus that was just added at 30 milligram. COVID immunization up to the allergy penicillin. Metformin has been able to take Rocephin shots many times in the past. Surgery, C-section, last period, 2001, because of menopause. Social, married, three kids, smokes, doesn't drink on regular basis. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, review of system as above. Mammogram, she has not had a mammogram this year. Colonoscopy, she's never had a colonoscopy. Had an EGD at one time. She's interested to doing a, Cologuard when she feels better. She also has complaints of low back pain and hip pain on the right side, which has been with her for some time. She weighs 203 pounds, a review of system as above. She weighs 203 pounds today. Is it negative?
Yes.
Down 4 pounds, 96%, 99.6, 16, 115, heart rate 106 over 60, heart positive, small positive, two lungs, few ronchi, but no rows, abdomen is soft with slight tenderness all over, neck shows anterior chain, lymphadenopathy, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash around, mucosa dry, lower extremity shows pain, especially right side with slight edema, but no redness or heat. Assessment, number one, positive COVID-19, number two, tachycardia, number three, leg pain, next one is arm pain, next number is no sign of DVT in upper or lower extremities, next number, abnormal period, she hasn't had a period for some time, next number is connected to the ovaries, next number, uterus looks normal, next number is tachycardia, next number is palpitation, prompted us to do an echocardiogram, next number is lymphadenopathy, next number, needs a mammogram, next one is low back pain, next one is left hip pain, next one is x-rays ordered when she feels better, next one is needs colonoscopy, wants to do a Cologuard, next one is increased blood sugar and A1C, we'll put her on Rybelsus 30 milligram for now, then increase to 60 next month. Next number could not take metformin. Next number is not taking any medication. Next number she does have a glucometer, checks her blood sugars on a regular basis. Next number she's very motivated. Next number, diet and exercise discussed again. She's trying to lose weight. Next number is add fish oil. Next number is increased triglycerides, most likely related to her metabolic syndrome. Next number is last hemoglobin A1C was 6.4. Next number is we're shooting for hemoglobin A1C less than 6 for sure. Next number is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you. Oh, also put down patient was treated with Rocephin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number, cannot take prednisone by mouth because it upsets her stomach. Next number, Z-Pak. Next number is Paxlovid. Next number, she was positive for COVID. Next number, she was positive for strep. Next number, just get x-rays of her back and call with the results. Thank you.